Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, filling in for Scoot in the afternoon. When is it time to hang up the car keys? Stopping at green lights, or when there's no stop sign, that's one signal. Getting confused by traffic signals, running stop signs and red lights, having accidents or sideswiping other cars when parking, getting lost and calling a family member for directions. I did that 20 years ago. Hearing from friends and acquaintances who are concerned about a senior's driving. That's maybe when it's time to have that talk. Let's go to David calling from Diamond. David, thank you so much for phoning in.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call. Got two quick comments.
All right, David.
I think y'all have attorneys out there drooling at the thought of somebody passing a law that you lost something at an age, certain age, that is definite age discrimination. So it's got to be tested and proven another way besides age, man. And they'll be attorneys eat that up. The second thing is the reason those people in Louisiana driving so slow in the left lane, they went in the right lane and they had five cars going 100 miles an hour run up behind them. Passed them up on the right side, and they all had Louisiana tags, and they were just trying to maintain that composure.
So, David, have you ever had to have that conversation with anyone in your family that, hey, you can have to give up your car keys?
No, I hadn't, but I think, you know, I'm 60, think to be 61, and I feel like my sharpness is still there, but I wonder what happens in the day if I live long enough that could. I've never had a family member I've had to have that conversation with. I know it's a tough one.
It is, because it makes them lose their independence, and a lot of times their feeling of self-being can definitely be taken away from them.
Right. I felt sorry for the 81-year-old lady that said she was paying $2,400 a year, and she might have to quit driving because of the cost of insurance. That independence is what keeps us alive, I believe.
I think you're right.
Nobody needs to depend on somebody else.
I think you're right. I appreciate it, David. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
All right, Ronald, I'll be with you in a minute. Let me read a quick text message. And if you want to give us a call, our phone number is 260-1870. When is it time to hang up the car keys? And as far as continuing to get your driver's license, should it be based on age or ability? Should there be a flat age that after this age you just can't drive anymore, or should you be tested maybe after a certain age every other year to check your ability? Text message: my late mom drove until 79. She handled the car very well. She was a better driver than me. I'd rather ride in a car that has an 85-year-old driving than an 18 to 25-year-old or hot rodder who does not even want to stop at the red light signs or stop. And I tell you, if you watch any cars at all, I'm not dumping on young people, but if you watch any car at all when you're in traffic, they continue to text while they're driving. Let's go to Ronald. Ronald, thank you for calling WWL.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm sort of upset because they're making seniors the scapegoat. You know, your rates are high in Louisiana because they don't conduct traffic enforcement. You have these youngsters flying down the highways you mentioned earlier, texting.
Mm-hmm.
You have people running through stop signs. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the accident rate. Now, I just turned 70. I have insurance with USAA because I'm retired military. I pay $85 a month for two cars. I have not had an accident, knock on wood. I pull over in the right lane and let these youngsters fly by. If you look at statistics and DWIs, and dope smoking, these youngsters are the ones that's driving the rates up, and they're compensated. So, they want to blame it on the older people.
So, Ronald, would you be in agreement after a certain age have to take a written and a driving test?
Yeah, I think they should have a written as well as a vision test.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Have you been to the license bureau? You know how these youngsters pass the test now? Soon as they make 60 on the exam, the computer shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean 70. They don't go through the whole exam. See, and that's wrong. And lastly, I'll tell you this. The law in every state is that if you do 20 miles over the speed limit and the state police or the locals pull you over, you're supposed to be ticketed, your car is supposed to be towed, and you're supposed to be booked and make bonds. They don't enforce it. That's the reason why you see Morris Bart and all of them from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock talking about if you get hit by 18-wheeler, all this garbage.
All right, Ronald, thank you so much. Good point. I don't know if that's really true, if at 20 miles I have to take you off, but I appreciate the call. Let's go to Warren in Raceland. Have some great roots in Raceland. How are you, Warren?
Oh, we're going to survive another day.
How is Raceland? My family's from there.
Pretty slow economy. The cane mill is still there and still thriving, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small bedroom community town that a lot of people can come to without looking for much of anything.
Well, when I was a kid, I was a city boy living in New Orleans, but during the summer, I had to go visit my country relatives in Raceland.
Well, that's exactly what I was trying to say. It's a little country community that quiet and peaceful most of the time.
Well, what do you think about the situation? When is it time to hang up your car keys? There's a big debate here on whether or not you should just have an age and say after this age you can no longer drive, or base it on ability. Because as you've heard people say, and we've read text messages, it's such a loss to a person to know they have lost their freedom. So you have to be really careful when you take people's keys away. On the other side, the most important thing is safety. So what do you think, Warren?
Well, there's three things that I look at. The first thing is my dad was 86 coming out of West Jefferson Hospital and getting onto the West Bank Expressway, and he made a right turn instead of a left turn to get to West Wego.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't realize it and couldn't imagine that he had made that kind of a mistake. So dementia was setting in, so that's the number one area in which people need to hang it up when they find out that they're on the verge of losing it with dementia. Number two is when you pass up your own driveway in your own house.
Yeah.
On the way coming in from work.
Uh-huh.
And wave at the kids as you're going by. And
yeah.
The third thing, you may just cut me off if you will, but the third thing is when the population of Louisiana gets to be 25% Mexican, it's time to hang it up.
I'm sorry to be laughing at that, but I'm just thinking the fact that you're saying that when the population gets to be a certain percent, you're going to hang it up and stop driving? I don't know. I'd have to think about that a couple of times, but thank you for calling anyway. Text message. Hey, Bob, regarding slow left lane, I used to think old person, but now my thought is texter. Yeah, I'll give you on that. My 92-year-old mature friend went to renew her driving license. The licensing bureau renewed her license for 10 years till she's 102 without a driving or eye test. She was as shocked as we were. Our phone number is 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. When is it time to hang up your car keys? And when it comes to older Americans, senior citizens, elderly, whatever you want to call us, should your driver's license be based on age or ability? You can call me at 260-1870. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWO. We're talking about when is it time to hang up the car keys. Text message here. My uncle's great-grandpa is 108. 108 and will be 109 this December and still drives, but he's the exception to the rule. Had the talk with both parents, one at 81, the other at 90. I'm only 65, but my eyesight is failing. Might have 5 safe years left, looking into options like a Lyft, bus, Uber, or a driving co-op. I'll be with you on the phones in just a second. I want to add something else to our discussion this afternoon to give you something else to think about or maybe something else that you'd like to talk about. I've read a story where a mother is accusing her 5-year-old son's kindergarten teacher of bullying the boy and calling him a loser. The mom says she placed a recording device in her son's bag. When he came home from school, she heard it on the tape. The mother complained to the school. The school did nothing about it. Now, is a teacher out of line to call a kid a loser or a bad boy, or are we raising our kids to be too sensitive? I'm okay with bad boy. I'm not okay with loser. What would you do if this happened to your kid? What would have your parents done if it had happened to you, if you had come home and said, teacher called me a bad boy, teacher called me a loser? Are we raising our kids to be too sensitive, or is that just crossing the line? 260-187. Let's get back to our calls talking about when is it time to hang up the keys. Carol, how are you?
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm doing okay.
Well, I got to tell you, I asked your screener if I could do a unmerciful plug for MetroCab, and he said that probably wouldn't be a problem. But you know, I'm totally into this. When I see the older crowd, I understand the freedom, I understand the Route 66, and all of that. But what I can't understand are people that are putting up with depreciation on their cars, the high cost of insurance, repairs, when MetroCab will pick these people up with their wheelchair, with their walker, take them to the grocery, take them to the doctor, take them to go get their hair turned blue at the beauty parlor, darling, and do all the things that we do over here in Old Meadow.
Or any other cab company.
Yeah, well, but I will say I do feel that we have the best customer service.
You plugged it enough. You know? you got your free plugs in. Oh, go ahead.
You know, I got to tell you, I mean, I go to the grocery almost every other day, and I don't have a monkey that comes, picks me up, and puts the groceries mm-hmm. in my car, and then walks the groceries into my kitchen table. And, you know, of course, we have accounts where you just pay monthly. And I assure you, if you take a piece of paper and pencil and you go anywhere you want to go with a taxi service, with a good taxi service, it's going to be way less than the cost of upkeep, depreciation, and insurance on a vehicle if you're not having to go to work every day. And now I know a lot of the older crowd, let's say they want to go to Houston, and they're still within their wits to drive very well. Mm-hmm. They don't choose to spend their money, waste their money on owning a car. They go to Hertz, they go to Avis, they go to whoever, and they rent a car for the weekend, and they buzz off to Houston to see their grandkids.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
All right, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you calling. Let's go to Cliff calling from the West Bank. Cliff, what do you think? Should driver's license, as you get older, be based on age, or should it be based on ability?
I think it's more about ability. I travel to Palco quite a bit, and my big thing is the younger generations, and I know I don't text when I'm driving. I drive a vehicle that has Bluetooth, so whenever I'm talking on the phone, I'm always on Bluetooth. But the thing about the younger generation, they don't have no clue about what a double white line is or yellow line with two yellow lines with yellow lines and striped lines in the middle. They don't know how to use blinkers. Where the older generations, and I know, I grew up where you had to stick your arm out the window to make a left-hand turn and turn your hand up to the top of the roof to make a right-hand turn. So I'm 73 years old. I have 20/20 vision. I still work. And I think our education as far as the younger generation's driving is more important than trying to take away the steering or the steering wheel from the older generations, which we had to do twice, once with my father. And, in fact, I had to jack up the car and put the blocks underneath the axle so at least he could get in the vehicle, start it, and act like he was driving. But he had Alzheimer's, and that's another story for another day. But, yeah, it's education, I think, more than anything, you know.
Cliff, let me ask you one other question before we say goodbye. I laid it out for you a few minutes ago. is a teacher calling a five-year-old student a bad boy or a loser crossing the line, or are we just raising our kids to be too sensitive?
No, I think that's crossing the line. I really do. You know,
I'm okay with bad boy. I'm okay with bad
boy.
Yeah,
I am too. I was called a bad boy when I was younger, which probably you were too, but
yes.
It's totally different nowadays.
I think you and I were raised in the same boat. I do remember, I don't know how old I was, but I remember having to put my arm out of the car because turn signals were options, and maybe they didn't have turn signals, you know?
That's when cigarette lighters was standard and blinkers were optional, right, correct.
And air conditioner? Who had air conditioner in their car?
You had to go to Eskimos and get one put underneath the dash.
Right,
you know,
I had a
GTO. My wife flipped out. I bought a 65 GTO.
Uh-huh.
And she said, it's a standard. I don't know how to drive. I said, well, I'm going to take it to the shopping center on a Sunday because it was closed. And I could teach you how to drive it in 5 minutes, which I did. She said, but it doesn't have air conditioning. I said, I'll take care of that. I'll go get one of them Eskimos put underneath the dashboard.
Thank you, Cliff. Let's go to Dottie in Waveland. Dottie, you've already turned your keys in. Is that correct?
That's right. When I was about 85, I was coming down the highway, and it was misty rain and got very gray. And mm-hmm. I had macular degeneration for several years, so I decided when I came home that it was time to put the keys up. But I do think that the younger generation texting is far worse than an older person driving the car.
I agree with that. Dottie, you said you turned your keys in when you were 85. Can I ask
how? Well, I'm 93.
Wow.
And I admit it is has to depend on friends or public, there's no public transportation, but cabs or my son. And that independence does leave you, and that is a thing I do miss.
Was it difficult coming to that inward decision that it's time to hang up my keys?
Oh, no. It was not difficult at all, because I didn't want to have the idea of hurting somebody. Mm-hmm. Because that was the most important thing, not myself getting hurt, but if I hurt somebody else, that would be awful.
Well, Dottie, I am so happy that you called. Thank you so very much. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, we're going to go to news. When we come back, here's what we're talking about. What a great call that was. When is it time to hang up the car keys? And have you ever had that discussion? Have you had to have that discussion with parents or grandparents? And is a teacher calling a five-year-old student a bad boy or a loser, is that crossing the line, or are we just raising our kids to be too sensitive? We'll take your phone calls, and we'll take your text messages. And Paul and Brian, you guys hang on. We'll come back right after the top of the hour on WWL. Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. Need to remind you guys that if you used to listen to WWL on an app called TuneIn, we ain't there no more. You can no longer hear WWL and over 100 great stations on the TuneIn app or website. Now the only places you can stream WWL Radio are WWL.com or the Radio.com app and website. Make the switch now to the Radio.com app. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now to continue listening to WWL and many other great radio stations. Also note, for everyone with Amazon speakers, Radio.com is now compatible with Alexa and Echo. That is really good news. Now, just so you aren't confused, because I've had friends of mine ask me this question. No, you can always hear WWL on 870 AM and 105.3 and at WWL.com. That's the bottom line. All right, let's go to Brian and Harvey. Brian, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
Brian, what do you think? Should there be an age where you have to stop driving, or would it be better to judge it on age and ability and maybe every couple of years after a certain age having to retake the tests?
I do agree that there should be certain things put in place the older we get, just to make sure that we can keep up with current roads and technology, things that they're putting in place with the technology of these cars with sensors and everything. Just it'll be twofold. So the older we get, we can be, you know, continue to be familiar. familiarized with the technology as it evolves. And also, sometimes it's almost better for us to take it out of our human responsibility. Even with calls, this is suggesting that a call would be equipped with technology that it'll be able to tune out certain sensors that allow your car to be your phone to be utilized like almost like an airplane mode, just to kind of help us in aiding to kind of steer away from the texting and all whatever.
Brian, I can tell you right now, in my car, I cannot figure out how to work the radio. It's too many. There's just too many options on this balance and that balance, and I just have it set on WWL, and I let it go at that. But and my cell phone, I refuse to get one of the. I have old flip phone because that's all I can operate. All the rest of the stuff, it's just too confusing to me.
Right. And I wanted just to make a comment on just to always let light overshadow darkness. They had a gentleman made a comment. The Mexican population, I do not believe, just making reference to an earlier caller, I do not believe that that's a cause and any deterrence on our roles today. I just want to make sure that someone always speaks light where dark.
I should have asked him. You know, what do you mean by that? And do you think Mexicans are bad drivers? It just kind of threw me, and all I could think of to myself, so because a certain percentage of the population, because he said 25% of the population on the road, you don't want to drive anymore? I can't figure it. Yeah.
Right. It's sad that that thing always tried to raise ugly head in any situation. So, like I said, I want to make sure every time it's presented that light always does combat that kind of stuff, because I believe the Mexican population has, when they're legal and everything's legit, I believe that they have just as much right as any of us on the road.
Well, you know, we can say anything we want, but I can tell you point blank, after Katrina, they completely helped to get us going again.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Brian,
sir.
One quick question before I go. Is a teacher calling a 5-year-old student a bad boy or a loser? Is that crossing the line? And if your kid came home and said, "Hey, Dad, the teacher called me a loser today," how would you react to that?
I would be upset. I do believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I do believe
Amen.
That life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I speak life on my kids, and I wouldn't want my teachers. And I understand they have the responsibility of, you know, educating them, and that's fine. But anything contrary to that, I would have a problem with, because I speak only life to my kids. Yeah. Even if they are acting out at the time, that's what they are at the time. That's not who they will one day be. So I speak only life, so I don't agree with it.
I could handle being called a bad boy.
Uh-huh.
That's okay, because if you're misbehaving in class, I would have no problem being called a bad boy, or one of my kids or grandkids called a bad boy. A loser, I think that's really crossing the line.
And I agree. I agree as much.
Well, Brian, you have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
I do. Appreciate you for taking my call. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bobby and Paul, I'll get to you guys right after our break. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on the Big 870 WWL AMFM.com. Another text message. I am 86 and still driving, doing the speed limit and using my signal I know my way around the traffic laws. My car is 6 years old. I have 32,000 miles on it and no tickets. I had a good one in here, but I cannot find it now. Here we go. As far as getting your driver's license renewed, it should not stop at a certain age. But a lot of people are saying that maybe we should judge it not just on age but ability. And here's a guy who says, I'm a little confused. Let me read this again. Okay. I am 71, and I drive 5 high-performance cars at a high-skilled level. There are much younger people that can't keep up with me. Let's get back to our phones. We'll go to Paul. Paul, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Paul, when is it time to tell a loved one you need to hang up your keys?
I agree with the majority of callers. I don't believe it should be age-specific. As a life and health agent, I actually meet with a lot of clients I do a lot of life insurance and Medicare, and needless to say, I ask a lot of health questions, and I also talk about medications. And I believe there's people who are even, say, 40 years old that, quite frankly, should not be behind the wheel of a car.
Mm-hmm.
I've also met with clients in their 70s and 80s, sharp as a tack, no medications, completely healthy, that, you know, in much better shape, both mentally and physically, than people much younger than them.
I don't know how much I agree with this policy of you seem to be able to go forever without being retested. I'm trying to remember. I think the last time that I had my license renewed, which was, I think, a couple of years ago, the only thing they did is give me an eye test.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that when I was on hold. And, you know, I've had my license now for, geez, I don't even know, 30-something years.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've never taken a test since. And so I appreciate the convenience of it, but certainly I do believe at some age you should be retested because, you know, I'm sure there's folks that mean well and think that they're okay, but they probably really should not be driving.
Well, you know, you made a great point that when you go to renew it, it's really nice and convenient that you don't have to go through all of that. You don't have to study or anything like that. But when you take a step back for safety reasons, they probably should require, I don't know, every few years, maybe after a certain age, make it more frequent that you have to take the written and the driving test.
Yeah, at the very least, an eye test for sure.
Paul, you have any kids?
I don't, but actually I'd love to answer that second question.
All right,
as well.
If a teacher calls a five-year-old student a bad boy or a loser, is that crossing the line, or are we raising our kids to be too sensitive?
It's absolutely crossing the line. I totally, your previous caller, Brian, kind of stole some of my thunder. I mean, I also am a follower of Christ, and I believe that, you know, we should be telling these kids, you know, who they are. I mean, mm-hmm. Even if you're not a believer, you know, who God says you are. But besides that, when you actually are labeling someone or condemning them as being a bad person or a loser, you're telling them who they are. And if they believe that, I believe that that could be very detrimental to them versus speak to their behavior. If they're being bad, fine. You know, hey, right now you're being bad.
Right.
You're not acting like you should. But don't label them as a bad person because they could go on to believe that and act in that very way.
I don't think I would have a problem if a teacher told one of my children, you know, look, what you're doing is making you a bad boy, so don't do that. But I would never, ever, ever, ever think it's okay to call a child a loser.
No, it's horrible.
All right, bud, thank you for phoning in.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's go to Bobby. Second call from Raceland today. This is really good. How are you, Bobby?
Doing fine. What I'm anxious to find out is what family you were with in Raceland.
What family? I'm related to the Matherns and the Falgus, and they're everywhere. Falgus are.
I fetch the Falgus.
All right.
Okay. I tell you what. My mother was in her 80s, and she had an unfortunate accident. And my sister and I said, "Okay, that's one." But about 3 months later, same intersection, same place, another accident. I think as we get older, our reaction times, our depth perceptions, it all changes. And we had to take the keys away from Mother. Mom's gone now. She passed away at 92 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt like we took all her privileges away. What we were concerned about was the other people. As I told Mom, you know, Mom, you could not deal, because she lost four sons. She couldn't deal with if somebody was killed or maimed, and I know she couldn't have. But we felt it was time that we did pull the keys.
You know, the tough thing about that, and if I live...
It is. Her independence.
Right.
She told us that so many times.
Go ahead.
And she told us, y'all took my independence away from me. And after months of talking to her, she finally realized, and she accepted that. So it's tough. It is. And I really believe what the gentleman we're talking about, at least an eye exam. Look, I got my license when I was 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
A special license. So my dad was out of the country. and I was helping my mom, and I have never been tested since, but I had eye exams. As like I said, our reaction times, if we get, I'm 71. I still feel I have all my mental faculties, et cetera. But I think at least an eye examination is something, because I, like I said, I've asked about that, and I do my eye stuff, but it's depth perceptions and reaction times as we get older.
Gotcha. Bobby, I appreciate the phone call, and our phone number is 260-1870. Coming right back on WWL. A couple of quick text messages. A teacher is an authority figure and will shape the direction of a child's life with words that they use to teach. Unacceptable to call a child a loser or a bad boy. Here's one. Shows me a lot of love. Bob, when is Scoot coming back? Gotta get you back on the couch. Let's go. Let's go to Bobby in English Turn. Hi,
hey,
Bobby.
What's going on? Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. What about you?
Oh, awesome. Other than the rain on the West Bank, but it's okay.
So what about when is it time to take the keys away?
Well, let me start by saying, Bob, I'm a professional driver by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And every 2 years, we have to get recertified. You have to go to a physician, occupational health, and you have to get certified. And what that consists of is an eye test, take a urine analysis, to make sure you don't have any protein, high blood pressure, as well as diabetes. And you have to do, in some instances, an agility test, depends on what companies you work for. And if you don't pass that medical exam, sometimes they'll put you on a short-term one where you have to go back every 6 months. And if, in fact, you do fail it completely, you'll have to downgrade from a commercial driver to just a personal driver's license. With that being said, I think every driver should at least have an eye exam done on a yearly basis. And once you reach a certain age, I think it should be done, you know, a little bit more frequently.
Well, I think they make you take an eye exam every time you renew your license, but I don't think I have had a written test or a driving test since I started driving. David, real quick, like before you go, because I've got to go to news. Is it okay? How would you feel if a teacher called one of your kids either a loser or a bad boy?
I can't express the words that I would like to use on a radio. But I could tell you what, it wouldn't be pretty. It wouldn't be anything that anybody would want to have to deal with my kids.
You'd be down at the classroom, huh?
Right away, immediately.
All right, Bobby, I appreciate you phoning in. Thank you so much. If you're on hold, like David and Ruby Inn and Ann, who says her husband voluntarily gave up driving, we'll take your phone calls right after the top of the hour. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on the Big 870 WWL, AMFM, and .com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.